Hey guys, it's Tuesday, and I hope you are enjoying New in 22. And we've just recently encouraged people to jump back on board if you've gotten out of the habit, or if you haven't started it yet. Maybe you're newer to celebration, or about hearing about this plan. And we're just going through these chapters one by one and talking about amazing things that God teaches us through them. And the next several days are going to be super interesting here. Today, and we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and as we continue to go through 1 Corinthians, as we will be doing here for several days, Paul talks in chapter 9 about three different things, I guess three parts to today's reading. He starts out by talking in length about the right that an apostle or a pastor has in his situation to receive financial assistance, but makes clear at least a couple times that he has chosen not to make a living in his preaching of the gospel or through his preaching of the gospel. Secondly, Paul talks about how he changes his gospel delivery, his methods, whether he's with Jews or Gentile, that he presents it differently. So when he was with the Jewish people, and remembering that he was a Jew himself, but when he was with the Jews, he conformed to the Jewish law. And when he was with the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, which is what we would be, he followed the Gentile customs and cultures. But it's important to note that he did so without violating his commitment to Jesus. And so only on customary things and cultural things did he change, but the message of Christ did not change. And then we're going to spend the rest of our time today talking about the third part of chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians. And I love it when Paul talks about athletics, and I'm a huge sports fan, and he does in several places, but we see here that he uses a sports analogy. So I want to read verses 24 to 27 to you. I just love this. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Now, he's talking about some kind of games. It kind of sounds like the Olympics here. He talks about running. He talks about boxing. I do not fight like a man beating the air, right? He is referencing something that the people of Corinth, the Corinthians, would understand. He's referencing the Isthmian Games, and the Isthmian Games were celebrated every other year in Corinth, on the Isthmus of Corinth, if that makes sense. So the audience would understand exactly what Paul is talking about here. He's talking to them in their sports terms, much like he would talk to people in Galilee about fishing, and to farmers about farming and planting seed. So these people were passionate about these Isthmian games, and the audience would understand that these games were kind of like Olympics, in honor of the Greek gods, and the awards that they gave for winning these contests at the Isthmian Games were wreaths. They would give them wreaths. And so going back here to what we read, everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. Okay, that is these wreaths that they were given. The Greeks who were passionate about these games are listening, I'm sure, intently here, and Paul brings their understanding of the Isthmian games into his teaching. Think about a wreath. A wreath is perishable, isn't it? But Paul here says, running the Christian race with God, the prize that you get from that isn't biodegradable. It's a crown that will last forever. So he reminds us in the Corinthians to train in their faith, to practice living for Christ and doing so for something that will have eternal benefits. I want to remind you today that your work for Christ will be rewarded. What you do, now, what you do does not get you to heaven. It's what Jesus did for you and you just accepting his sacrifice on the cross. But we see over and over again in the scriptures that we are rewarded for what we do with what God has given us. So let's think about that today. What has God given me? And what am I doing with it? So with that, have a great day. I'll be back with you on Wednesday for the next chapter in 1 Corinthians.